Hey, everybody, and welcome on in to our Small Fleet and Owner Operator Summit here at FreightWaves. Super excited to have you here for our second FreightWaves TV event of 2024. Personally, this one is one of my favorites because we really get to dig in with some of our biggest change makers and some of the most important people in the trucking industry, get to learn a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes and under the hood of America's smallest but mightiest operators. And today, I'm excited to welcome in Jamie Hagan, who is the owner of Hellbent Express, and Jamie, by your LinkedIn, the little trucking company that could. Thank you so much for being here as part of our Small Fleet Owner Operator Summit.
No, thank you for having me.
So talk to me a little bit about Hellbent and where you guys have kind of started in the industry, where you play in the industry. You guys are based out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. What got you into trucking and how did you start the company? Where has it grown?
Well, like all good stories, it starts by accident, right? Like you just kind of fall into it. Started in the trucking business because my father, he was a truck driver, so was my uncle. So we grew up around trucks, grew up in trucks. I was just reminiscing the other day that I was in diapers in a truck traveling across the country. So it was in my blood. I've always driven trucks since the age of 16. South Dakota didn't have a CDL law until 1992. So prior to that, anyone could drive a truck in South Dakota without a CDL. So I've been driving, you know, for my whole life. So I started Hellbent Express kind of by accident. Like I mentioned earlier, was literally just, I was a company driver for Cliff Eastman Incorporated out of Gary, South Dakota, and decided I wanted to go try the owner world. Like any good company driver, I thought I could do better than the company, right? So I learned quickly why they did the things they did and why they do them the way they do them. Now I am faced with that same hurdle and trying to explain to guys why we do things the way we do them. So quickly learned, like I said, all by chance, if you will.
And so striking out on your own, especially in this industry, can be a pretty daunting task. And you guys are up to just about a dozen trucks running in your small fleet now. How have things changed from when you were out on your own just as a single owner operator versus building out a small fleet? And how have you started to develop some of that kind of camaraderie that comes with having a small fleet, but not necessarily the intensity that comes with being a large company?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? It just kind of going from one to a dozen was a huge task. It's not as easy as you think. You can go anywhere. Well, I shouldn't say anywhere, but pretty much anywhere and get 12 trucks. That's the easy part is the equipment. It's the scaling up and the capital involved in that really kind of makes it difficult. And then the right people in the right place. Now, I'm a truck driver. I've always been a truck driver. We talked about that. So I wasn't familiar with the back office thing. And that was my biggest hurdle was learning what to do, how to do it. Of course, we made a lot of mistakes at the very beginning. I went out and bought a second truck thinking it would be just as easy as the first truck. And like everybody you hear, typically you lose money with the second truck versus actually making more money. So then I thought three trucks was the magic combination. As it turns out, three wasn't as good, but four sounded better. And that's when I had to start getting a back office person because I was literally just handshaking people and I'd hired ADP to do our, you know, driver wages and stuff. But other than that, I hadn't really done all the due diligence that you needed to do. So then I, you know, hired my wife at the time, or still at the time, we're still married. But she was working for a service shop here in the greater Toledo area. And she come aboard and she kind of took it to the next level and really helped us launch it. They say behind every great man is a greater woman. And there's, you know, I can't say enough good things about her. I was actually reminiscing about that idea earlier. I heard that there's a company in my part of the world out in the Dakotas here called RDO. This guy's initials, a huge, huge organization. And I'm told that guy really wasn't that successful until he hired a young lady that kind of took it to the next level. And that really is a big thing is support staff. That's what takes people to that next level, your people.
Absolutely. And that's one of those things that I think is kind of one of the pitfalls of the industry previously, but now we're starting to see a really big shift. And I'm calling this Fireside Chat with us, riding solo, but building community, because it is really important. And we've seen this really massive explosion, mostly thanks to the internet, but especially in the last kind of 3 to 5 years, of this greater sense of community between your smaller drivers and a ton of other folks in this space. And when it comes to that, you've now done a whole bunch of visiting with some friends. You guys were at Mats last month with the SiriusXM crew. You got to hang out with Dooner, one of our favorite faces here at FreightWaves. But talk to me a little bit about building community outside of the company and where that comes into play in really turning the job from just a job into a lifestyle and something that is important to hold on to.
The old lifestyle gimmick, yeah. No, well, I mean, I did an article for Bulldog Magazine years ago, Mac's official magazine. It was talking about how Twitter is the new CB radio. It's such a quick, fast, anonymous thing that, you know, people can say anything and everything, and especially now with it being as free as it is. But that's, you know, I got on social media just for friendship. You know, being a truck driver, you're out there by yourself. I tell guys all the time that, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, you didn't have a cell phone. So, I mean, you were literally left on your lonesome. And now you have the internet, for God's sake. You can reach anything and everything at your fingertips, which makes this job incredibly easier. But you can build these relationships now. Since I've been on Twitter, I have, you know, it's how I met my wife. Once again, a wonderful accident. But we've gotten several customers from Twitter. We've made several great connections with Twitter, like, and other social media platforms. I use Twitter because it's my biggest connection, but it has become huge just getting out there and communicating with people. And I can't say enough about it, but that's that our whole community is relationships, isn't it? So if people don't know you exist, you can't build a relationship with them, but now via the internet, you can.
100%. I love that. It's that Twitter is the new CB radio. I think that that's great. And we've seen it really be supportive in a lot of the spaces, right? Like people thinking about like Reed Lastelot, right? He's built basically an entire company off of the connections that he's made on social media. And that's something that I think is really powerful in this space and will continue to be really, really powerful as well. Is there any negative side to building your community on the internet when you're running a smaller group that is in Aberdeen, South Dakota, right? Not the biggest town, not the biggest space out there, but is there a downfall? Maybe is it just that you don't see your friends online often enough in person?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, Reed reached out to me way back in the day. Like, God bless that young man getting out there. And he's been like a lightning rod of interaction. And he's just got such a great positive attitude. And I'm not going to stop until I win. And I think that attracts people too. All part of this community. The only negatives I can get back to is like, you definitely, like you said, you become a lightning rod for certain things. You know, there's a lot of people that want to keep it the way they do it. So they don't want to hear about the way you might be winning doing it. They want to do it their way and they hate the fact that they have to now change as well. But that's the way the world works, isn't it? Like it's constant change. You either evolve with it where you get smashed by it, it'll just roll right over you. So, and that people are afraid of that. They get scared or just don't want to hear it. So you get a lot of that negative back at you.
So. Yeah, it's you either change or you get forced into change and then forced into non-existence. And I think that's a good segue into kind of a way to wrap up this fireside chat here, talking about 2023, 2024, and the struggles that the smaller groups have faced in the industry, right? The last kind of year has not been kind to a lot of our smaller fleets and to our owner operators. We know that we've seen an intense struggle in some cases, a lot of companies deciding to close their doors. Do you have a secret sauce that comes with the ability to stay alive, stay profitable, stay running when the market turns, when times get tough, and when you really have to rely on that community that you've built to keep the doors open and the wheels turning?
Well, there's no secret sauce. I mean, if you Google me, it comes up with a lot of my tips and tricks and secrets, but it's all basically saving money. Being in the industry this long, I've realized it is a game of pennies. It's always going to be a game of pennies. There's going to be times where you're making dollars, but eventually you go back to the pennies. So that I just been doing it this way for so long. I just make sure we watch those pennies, make sure we're saving where we can save, especially in fuel efficiency. The other things are, when we went to Matt's, I was really shocked at how many people. It was the best Matt's I had ever been to. I've been to over a dozen of them. There was an incredible amount of people, but the crowd was so diverse. Just walking around, seeing new faces and fresh ideas and other stuff. You know, I was really excited about that. All that money in the last few years kind of pulled a bunch of new people into it. And now they've got it in their mind that they want to do it as well. So that to me is exciting. But also with that, those fresh faces are going to push out some old ones or people unwilling to change, you know, so it's kind of a new era of trucking. I remember when I first started doing some stuff with Mack trucks, I used to ask them, like, why don't you guys put a little more tech in the truck? And they're like, oh, no tech. Drivers don't like tech. And I'm like, yeah, but those guys are retiring. New people are coming in. Like, you're going to have to need to attract new people. And the world is used to tech now. I mean, the last 10 years, it's been a huge part of our life. So without it, you're going to lose that core group of people. So there's this constant influx. So I think that, you know, with that kind of stuff going forward, it's going to be exciting, you know, new and fresh ideas. And, that, you know, I think that's the key to the success right now is just staying changing, you know, keeping your ears and your eyes open and just keep building that community too. Like, that has helped us a lot. I can't say enough about the people that we've met via social media that have helped us along the way. We've learned a lot. Like, we're constantly learning, always wanting to grow. So yeah, huge.
So Jamie, last couple minutes here and final question for you. For that fresh face who is stepping into maybe the industry for the first time, or who's stepping out of a company driver role and striking out on their own or joining a small fleet, what's your number one piece of advice for them? That can be honestly anything between saving those pennies or just making some friends. But what's that one number one piece of advice to someone who is entering the small fleet or owner operator space for the first time?
Well, it's probably the same for everybody. The key to survival is making sure you watch your numbers, make sure you look at it, build those relationships. And by that, I mean, be out there and talking to your customers and be agreeable. I think one of our biggest successes is not saying no. When customers come to me with a problem, they're coming to me to find a solution. And if I can find that solution, I win and they win. So that's our number one thing, is always saying yes to the problem, trying to figure it out, whatever it takes to get to the problem. And that's the key to it. You know, whether you got one truck or a dozen or, you know, 100, is it having the person in that place that when the customer calls them, they're, you know, well, let me see what I can do for you. And they find the solution. They don't just kind of pass it off and go home that night, you know? So that's the key, I think.
I love it. That's great advice there, Jamie. Thank you so much for joining us for the Small Fleet and Owner Operator Summit. If people want to reach out to you, maybe get involved with Hellbent Express, learn a little bit more about the business, or just join part of that incredible community that you guys have built on social media, where can they go to do that?
Well, I'd love to have more people in the community. So you can find me on LinkedIn as Jamie Hagen, and also Hellbent Express. You can find us on Twitter as @HellbentHagen and also @HellbentExpress. Or you can find my wife too at Hillary M. Hagen on there as well. Facebook, you know, Jamie Hagen. You can find me there out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. So I'm all over the place. TikTok is @HellbentHagen. Instagram @HellbentHagen. So we're kind of on everything, just shotgunning it all, see what sticks.
There you go. And you can find them on all of those places. Thank you so much again for joining us here for this Fireside Chat, Jamie. And thank you all for staying tuned with us through this Fireside Chat and through all of our amazing content here today at our Small Fleet and Owner Operator Summit. Make sure that you're staying tuned with us. We've got plenty more coming up throughout the rest of your day. Stay active in the live chat as well. And we'll be back with more after this.